So I was working with a client of mine who had never asked for referrals from their past clients. Instead, they were waiting for referrals to come their way, and I was absolutely blown away. I mean, the difference between 4 to 5 referrals per person that you meet and that you work with and have a good experience with, or even people who tell you no, but instead you're waiting for them to remember you and to do all of these things in order for you to get the lead. And that is not how you want to run a business, because you have no control. It's the difference between being nervous about where your next lead is going to come from and being the driver in your business growth. So in this video, we're going to conquer this. We're actually going to talk about how to feel great about asking referrals and how to always know where your next leads are coming from. So if you're not asking for referrals in the right way, or you don't have the right intentions, asking can feel really weird, but it's all a mindset game. So when I was coaching and inspiring tons of young people to go sell books door to door, or when I've been working one-on-one in my coaching program with business owners in Knoxville and all around the country, there's really only two reasons I've identified of why people aren't asking for referrals and why they're not getting as many as they could possibly get when they do ask. So reason number one is that you believe that most people don't give referrals, and so therefore asking is a waste of time or kind of awkward because you're just gonna get no. And if this is you, I've made another video on how this one word change and how you ask for referrals will help you get people saying yes more often, so that way you can actually get referrals. So if you struggle with this, go to that video. Video is gonna be in the description below, and it's gonna be in the playlist, referrals playlist, on my YouTube channel. So go check that out. So number two reason why people don't ask referrals is because you feel like you're bothering people. So regardless of the technique that you use, the process for asking referrals is a complete mindset thing. People can read how you make them feel. And I promise you that regardless of whether you're in boat one and you're not great at asking referrals, and it's the way that it's the technical portion of this, or you're in part two, you feel like you're bothering people, both of them, right, are solved through this technique I'm about to teach you. Because regardless of what you think about referrals, people are giving referrals to top salespeople and business owners every single day, all over the country. They weren't born with some innate quality to magically attract referrals while you don't have the magical referral gene. It's because they are asking for them regardless of how they feel, because they know what they do is a good thing. And that's the key right there. But Joe, what if I don't feel like what I'm selling or what I'm doing is a good thing? That is a great question, okay? So you need to change that perception. Whether that means finding a different industry, I'm not gonna go there. But let me give you an example of how you can feel good about what you're selling. So when I was selling educational resources to families door to door, there's obviously this thing called a door to door stigma where we feel like, oh my gosh, what we're doing, we're interrupting, yada, yada. And you had to get over that in order to do well. You know, and so in order to get over that, I had to have this moment where I believed that what I was selling was so valuable for people that it was worth talking to enough people and finding the right people who needed this in order to make the world a little bit better of a place. So I wanted to ask referrals, not because I was trying to sell to everybody, but rather I just wanted to meet the families who would benefit the most from the products and services I was offering. Because I had met some families in the past who really needed what I was selling. And I had met families who really didn't need what I was selling, and I didn't want to talk to those people. I wanted to skip those people. So that's a huge mindset shift, to stop selling to everybody and start just selling to the people who actually want to talk to you. So I just wanted to help families in need, and my whole goal was to skip over people who weren't going to be interested. So in the pursuit of helping those in need with the educational products that I was selling, because obviously helping kids go to college and things is a great endeavor, I would ask for referrals. So if you feel bad about asking for referrals, what actually happens when you ask for referrals is you avoid bothering the people who wouldn't be interested anyway, and you're not selling to everyone that moves. You're just trying to find the right people, because people who are giving you referrals don't want to send you to bad people who aren't going to be interested. Okay, and that's what you call two birds, one stone right there. Okay, so now circling back to this mindset concept, right? So if your only intention is to sell to people rather than to help them, right? Then when you ask for referrals, people are gonna feel that, and then you're gonna feel like you're bothering them because you're just trying to get money from them instead of trying to genuinely help people. So your shift needs to be, how can I help people with the product or service that I'm selling? If you do not believe, again, that what you're doing is really, really valuable, then you need to go back and learn more about your product, your service, and you need to see why they're worth it. Because if you don't believe that it's worth it, and you don't see why other people should do this, then you're gonna feel like you're scamming people. And that's not the way to do business, because then you're gonna feel weird asking for referrals, you're gonna feel weird in your sales process. You need to convince yourself and do enough research to know that what you're selling is going to help people. I know that's kind of hard and it might take some time, but you really need to buy in yourself on what you're selling in order to ask for referrals effectively and do the whole sales process. After you've gone and done the research to feel really good about what you're selling, what I want you to do is think of 2 to 3 client stories, okay, where you've actually helped make a massive impact on someone's life. And if you can't find any that you've done because maybe you're new, that's fine. Ask a friend who's in the exact same industry of how they've impacted people and get excited about helping those people, because when you ask for referrals, you're going to find those people, and that's your goal. That's how you feel good about asking for referrals. That's how you feel good about selling, because it's about helping the people who need what you have rather than selling to everyone. Now, that's just the emotional side of asking for referrals, you know, and feeling good about it. The other part of asking referrals is the technical bit, which can get kind of tricky. You know, building trust effectively, efficiently, it's hard. A lot of times when you're asking referrals at the beginning, you do get rejected a lot because you're not great at it yet. I'm going to underline yet, because you can get good. So I made a video for you on how to learn how to build trust faster so you can get referrals every time you ask. Because whether or not someone gives you referrals is based on your heart, your vision, your values, and how you're asking. And so it's going to be based on the trust and connection that you build with that person. So check out this video. Links in the description. It's how to get a referral every single time.